Blog Talk Radio.
And it's titled, Create Yourself Anew.
And it's taken from Psalms chapter 51, verse 10. Okay? But before we get into that, okay, we're going to play a little bit of praise and worship music. Amen? Okay? We want to get you, we want you to get the Holy Spirit moving in your bones. Okay? Okay, so here we go.
It will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Forever, forever worship you. I can only For the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
All right, we're going to get into the message. It's called Create Yourself Anew. Now, let me just summarize this a little bit. See, the challenge we face in our therapeutic journey is to know when we need God to help us, to assist us, and to permit us to create ourselves anew. So we're taking this from the text, okay, of the book of Psalms, chapter 51, verse 10. Let's go with an opening prayer for the sermon. Lord God, you have set a light to shine on earth and have revealed your heavenly power in Jesus Christ. So that despite all the darkness and evil, we may rejoice because we now have a Savior. Reveal your power in our day. So let something be done anew toward the building of your kingdom on earth, Lord. Let something draw men's hearts to you to give them light so that they may thank and praise you for all you have done and are still doing to bring the whole world into your hands, Lord. Oh, Lord God, let men be moved by the opening of the heavens, Lord. May their hearts awaken and their sadness give away to the joy in Jesus Christ, our Savior. We are your children who can wait in expectation for you to set everything right, Lord. We can know that even in our troubled times, your hand is at work to reveal your will, Lord, to make your will plain to all generations on earth as you promised, Lord, through Abraham. May your name be glorified, O Lord God. May your name be honored, your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, see, by now you should be familiar with the steps in our treatment plan. See, we have 12 steps in 9 weeks. How to break your addiction to sin. Well, one, you admit you're a sinner. God is greater than sin. Give yourself to God. Count the costs. Dr. McBain's introduced last week, being addicted to Jesus. And this morning, we will examine what it means to allow God to create yourself anew. You see, by now, everything should be clear what it means to be addicted to something or someone. It's when one is so devoted to something or someone whom the withdrawal from it causes the mind, body, and spirit to experience trauma. See, that's what makes withdrawing from sin so hard. It's painful. It hurts. It even though you may know the practice, the habit, or the lifestyle is destroying you, you're not able to let it go. See, that's the pattern of sin. It starts out as pleasure, but at the end, it becomes destructive to oneself, to one's relationship with others, and one's standing in the community. The recent disclosure of John Edwards should illustrate this point. And in the discretion in 2006, a moment of pleasure 2 years ago, okay, it was caused so much pain in 2008, a public admission of guilt, tension in his relationship with his wife and family and disgrace in the public arena. Such as his name will never be mentioned again in any public office. See, the pattern of sin that starts out as pleasure, but in the end it becomes destructive to one's sense of self, to one's relationship with others, and to one's standing in the community. Lest we become judgmental, let me remind you that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 23. See, sin is an act where you miss the mark of the high calling which is found in Christ Jesus. A sinner is a state of being where you are in opposition to God's purpose and plan for your life. So remember this universal truth. Where sin is, God is not. Where God is, there's no sin. That is why you must know that. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and it is He, the prohibition for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That's 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. So let me give you one more scripture reference before we examine the text, because I know there are some who will say, Pastor, you don't understand the power this thing, this person, this situation has over me. I I know it's wrong, but it feels so right. I know it's wrong, but I'm too weak to let it go. I know it's wrong, but the temptation is too great. See, the brain produces enzymes called endorphins. Endorphins create a sense of pleasure that can tranquilize want to pain. It's when the body creates a pain-killing sensation that allows one to tolerate or even enjoy pain. You see it in Beijing, China, with the Olympics. Athletes are doing amazing physical feats that for you or I would be impossible. One, because they would be painful. They do it with a smile, even though the trainer has to ice them down to reduce the swelling. You see the same principle in the science that goes into making perfumes and colognes and even in music. A whiff goes by your nose and immediately the mind remembers a special someone who would wear that aromatic scent. Alternatively, you hear a song that takes you back to a moment when you wooed and you swooned. However, that whiff or that song does not record the tragic circumstance for the debasing predicament you found yourself having to be extracted from. Fats Domino may have said, "I have found my thrill on Blueberry Hill," but B.B. King had to remind you the thrill is gone. You see, endorphins dull the senses and make one think that what causes pain is indeed the pleasure. Endorphins do not distinguish between the right and the wrong pain. It just transforms pain into pleasure in the brain. So athletic pursuits may be right. Simple pursuits are wrong. Furthermore, the endorphins in the brain will numb to the pain and each endeavor cause. Athletic pursuits make you physically fit. However, simple pursuits make you spiritually wrong. The challenge we face in our therapeutic journey is to know when we need God to help us, to assist us, to permit us, to create ourselves anew. Here is the beauty of God. There hath no temptation taken you, but such a common demand. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make an escape, that ye may be able to bear it. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. God always has a door or a crack or a crevice through which you can escape any temptation that may come your way. You see, if you sin, you will find that God has mercy that will allow you to create yourself anew. If you desire it, if you want it, and you seek it. You see, Psalm 51 is known as a prayer of David after being confronted by Nathan when his indiscretion with Bathsheba is discovered. David understood that while he may have engaged in an act of sin, he did not want to be seen in God's eyes as a sinner. Therefore, he asked of God some essential things that will allow him to start anew, become anew, and be created anew. David understood that he had to acknowledge his sin. You can't be in a state of denial when confronted with sin. You have to confess it, you have to admit it, and you have to acknowledge it, not to others, but to God. Then you ask God these five things. Have mercy on me. Blot the transgression out of me. Wash me. Purge me. Create within me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Well, this concludes our sermon on addiction. So let us pray. Lord our God, our light and our life and our longing to live by your word, we lift our eyes to you, Lord. Let your word come into our hearts, Lord. Let your word help us to understand our lives and our time, Lord, so that we can recognize your leading in everything and gather courage every day despite our weakness, sins, and faults, Lord. We can still find joy, for your kingdom is coming, Lord. We can feel that you are among us, however great the anguish of these times, Lord. Let the light of Jesus Christ shine out. Let your spirit of peace and grace come to all nations so that your will may be done, Lord. For free people from all the confusion, release them from their bondage, Lord. Make them free for what is good, true, and eternal. May your name be praised among us today and forevermore. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So now it comes to this question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that is okay, because you will have a chance to do so in a few moments. Are you tired of living the way you are? Are you tired of making excuses for your life? Are you dazed and confused and not know which way is up or down? Are you lost but needing to be found? Or do you suffer from depression or some sort of anxiety? If you suffer from an addiction such as alcohol, drugs, gambling, overeating, sexual immorality, gaming, internet, whatever the addiction may be, see, God can take that away, but in order for him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. So do you want the Lord Jesus to know you? Do you want him to take these transgressions away? If so, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins at Calvary and rose from the dead on the third day. So I want to say thank you once more for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the precious, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. You see, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. So won't you let us rejoice with them? And you can do this by calling in this simple number. I want you to call in the area code 657-383-1487. Let me repeat that for you again. That's area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. You see, when you press the 1 key, you will come on live, and you can tell us, okay, that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. I mean, just please, be that first caller to do so, because you could trickle in 100 more, okay? Like I said, call in area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. Well, I'm going to play a song, okay? Okay, and then I'm going to start taking some callers, okay? I didn't play my 30 minutes of music like I normally do up front, so that way I can take more callers and we can discuss problems with mental illness and addiction. So here's a song. It's called I'll Come to the Altar. Here we go.
Come to the end of
the altar. Well, I'm going to take my first caller. It's area code 256. Hello, 256.
Wildcat!
Roll Tide! I thought that was you, my brother Juan. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Pastor King. How y'all doing?
Oh, I'm doing great now that you're on.
And I got to listen to a little bit of your message earlier, and I didn't know about that song, Blueberry Hill. I didn't know that.
You never
heard
that? You never heard that?
I heard it. I just didn't know it was gospel.
No, it's not gospel. I was just using it as an illustration, okay, to put a little humor in my sermon.
Okay. Maybe y'all can play that song one of these days.
Well, it's not really a gospel song.
Like in the background when you say that message, that way it's kind of people that haven't heard it because it's part of the message, right?
Well, it was an illustration, okay, of a statement to be made, okay.
But I'm just saying for people that haven't heard it, they all know, you know, what y'all talking about.
Okay, all right. Well, it was a 50s song. It was sung back in the 50s.
Hell, maybe we can even get, like, Uncle Tony to sing it, maybe, y'all.
That'd be a perfect song for him, to get Uncle Tony to sing, because it's within his limits of control and his what his show is meant for. Maybe we can suggest that for him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Right on. I just thought I'd call in and say hello and maybe get a road tie from you and Tony.
Well, Tony's not in the room right now, but I'll give you a roll tide, okay? Okay?
All right.
Always roll tide there, my brother Juan. Keep them rolling.
A roll tide!
Roll tide!
Well, right on, man. Well, I appreciate it. Y'all keep on keeping on. I'll call in, or maybe I'll keep hanging on right here to your show, and I hope you get some good callers and spread the word and your message, man.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, let me take the next caller and see what's going on with this one. Okay, it's just
right,
the back of the show.
You.
Okay. All righty, area code 201, you're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Gill.
Okay, yeah. That was Mr. Gill, whoever that is. That's all he says is Mr. Gill. All righty. Well, 111, we have a 111 caller, but he hasn't pressed the 1 key. Do you want to come on the air? If you do, press the 1 key. Okay, I guess not. Well, we got a 508 area code that just called in. Okay, and he pressed the 1 key. Let me bring him on. How you doing, 508?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Gill.
You're Mr. Gill. Okay, well, what are you doing, Mr. Gill?
I'm Mr. Gill.
Yeah, hello.
Gill.
Well, good to meet you, Mr. Gill. Have a good one.
No, I'm Mr. Gill.
Okay, Mr. Gill's got a lot of phone numbers and area codes. Okay? Okay. Well, let me bring Juan back on because at least he made some sense. Okay. Hey Juan, you still there with me?
I'm still here, Pastor Ken. Who the hell's Mr. Gill?
I have no clue. Okay, I have no clue. He's been doing that the past couple of shows, okay, calling in and just saying Mr. Gill, okay? So I think it's a troll caller.
Well, that voice kind of sounds funny, man. I was hoping I'd get a conversation out of him from you or something.
Well, evidently he only knows how to say Mr. Gill.
Y'all know anybody named Mr. Gill?
Nope, I can't say that I do. And I don't remember ever a Mr. Gill calling in the Tony Gaga show either.
That's right.
But you never know, you know. I mean, so many people call the Tony Gaga show.
I mean, he's got like lots of fans. I mean, you know, that he's got, you know, of course, Marcel, I mean, Johnny Longfatter, but they're not getting along, and Jasko, but he don't like him, and Joshua Higgins, and Don Cornelius, and who else called Mad Mark, and Sparkles, and Angel calls every now and then, and Cal Wayne calls every now and then, and y'all know.
Barry calls in every once in a while.
That's right, Barry, and then the fake you calls in too, and heck, even Pastor Kent calls in sometimes, and then I think calls in sometimes, and then Cleveland Brown calls in sometimes, and then
there's just so many to mention. Okay, that call in,
and I think Gladney's called him one time, and I think Madeline Manton's called him, and Slim Amos has called him, and Bernadette's called him, and Bo's called him, and
Spencer's
called him too, and Spencer's called him, and producer Kevin I think called him. I mean, I heard the sweetest bell. I'm pretty sure it was him, you know, because back in the day, but I had to go back and listen to him and compare him to Boss and Boss Chat. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, we got Pastor Wanda that just called in, and she I think she wants to listen in. Okay. She missed the sermon tonight.
Pastor Kent, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to come up as racist or anything, but I mean, I like Pastor Wanda, but I mean, why is she always late to your show? I mean, I got two black friends and they're always late everywhere too. Is that like typical?
Well, no. She said she was just going to call in and listen to the show tonight. She didn't say she was going to be here at the beginning. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we got another caller. Let me take this caller and see what he has to say or she has to say. And hopefully they're going to be a good caller. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let's pray that it's a good caller. Okay, area code 210, you are on the air. What do you have to say?
Hi, Mr. Gill.
Okay, well, Juan, that was Mr. Gill again from another area code. So he's just calling on a computer generated phone.
Boy, I tell you what, man, that reminds me of a guy named that Mr. Gill.
Yeah. He's got some kind of a number generator that's allowing him to call in and from different area codes and different numbers, okay? But that's what he's doing, okay? He's definitely a troll, okay? Okay, you just never know. I mean, you got to take a caller, you know, and see how they are. So, by any chances, do you have any, or have you ever had an issue with an addiction, Juan?
Well, I think there was a couple addictions, but I don't know what you might want to call them, addiction or not. Like, I'm a big Road Tide fan. That's a good addiction, right? That's not bad.
Yeah, you're addicted to an athletic sport. That's a good addiction. It's not a bad addiction. Okay? Just like if somebody's addicted to Jesus, that's a good addiction. Okay?
Well, y'all remember Jackie?
Yeah.
I think she was addicted to me. What do you think?
She might have been. Okay. But she came across on the air when she was with Marcus that she wasn't.
Well, I mean, honestly, I think she sent a picture of her boobs to someone else because she wanted me to see them.
Well,
you know. She did that.
Well, yeah, I remember that happening. Okay, I remember that happening to you.
And when she got on Discord, she started talking about, like, her sexual fantasies, and then she said that she wanted to have a little Mexican inside of her and all that stuff.
Oh, okay, we got to keep it clean there, Juan.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. I'm just, I guess, I don't know what she meant by that, but I think you know what she meant by that, and she was...
Anyway,
I think she really liked me. I think she liked me a lot, because, I got her to stay both tied a lot, and then, we was talking about the Eiffel Tower and the Chinese trap. You know what that is? And then, She would just go off and off.
Okay, hold on there, Juan. We got another caller. Let me take this caller and see what this is all about. I hope it isn't Mr. Gill again. Okay? Hello, 507, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Gill.
How did I know that was you again?
No, I'm Mr. Gill.
I know you're Mr. Gill. What do you have to...
No, I'm Mr. Gill.
Mr. Who?
I'm Fort Gill.
Okay. Goodbye. Oh boy. Alrighty. Well, let's play some more godly music here. Okay. Let's see here. Let's play this song here. Oh,
rescue so relentless. No greater love than this. Where sin leaves a canyon, your love builds a bridge. Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress.
Not backslidden, and you are not alone. I extend to you this day a basis of relationship and proceeding word that does not require you to go back to what you know. I have called you out. Oh, it is a new day, says God, a new day with a fresh path. You have not passed this way before, says the Father, so listen with a focused heart and mind. The direction I am taking you in will cause your mind to go tilt, and your rationale will rebel. But as you put your foot where I put my foot, the dividends of kingdom living will be dispensed into your life in a powerful and practical ways. I call you to a new carefreeness today, says the Father. When problems assail and distractions abound, say out of your mouth, I could care less, because you have cast your cares upon me and cast the whole of your expectations on what I am doing to subvert the plan of the enemy and bring you into your wealthy place. Without carefreeness, says the Father, it doesn't matter what your bank balance is. A wealthy miser with no heart of liberality is a destitute pauper. So the Christ consciousness I am fostering within you is always an abundance-minded, regardless of your bank balance, because you know that the money, favor, whatever is needed will come from wherever it is at the time, just when it is due. Because of the liberality and of the supply, you will from this day forward begin to move in an unforced charity towards others, giving out of yourself even far more than you ever have in your lifetime. Amen. And this prophetic message goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. So that being said, okay, I hope you get you are blessed by this prophetic message. Amen. Oh, we've got a caller from area code 111. Let's take this and see where this goes and see who this may be. You're on the air. Who do I have?
Hello, Kenny.
Shalom and hello, Pastor Kent. What can I do for you tonight on this great show of issues with mental illness and addiction?
How are you, my son?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored, my son.
Well, that is great to hear. It really is. So,
have you been doing this? I have been combating the coldness, my son.
Yeah, I'm sure it's pretty cold up there where you live, yeah.
Yes, it is, Kenny.
It's been 37 degrees down here.
Well, you cannot complain too much, can you?
No. Okay, but 37 degrees is kind of cold for South Texas.
Well, I would like to invite you to Moncton.
I think it's a little too cold for me. It's like 37 below there.
Kenny, have you spoken of any of your addictions?
Say, excuse me?
Have you ever spoken about your addictions tonight?
Yeah, I spoke about my addictions in the past. You know that, Pastor Kent, when we used to have a show together.
That's why I asked about tonight, Kenny. Not before. I said, have you spoken your addictions tonight?
No, I haven't spoken about my addictions tonight. I used to have an addiction to alcohol and to drugs, okay? And But I've been clean and sober, okay, for over 35 years now, okay, and I don't plan on reusing anytime soon.
Well, I had my own demons, Kenny. You know
yes,
that.
Yes, I know. You had your problems with drugs in the past, and how did you overcome them? Did you overcome them with therapy or with God?
Well, Kenny, I prayed a lot, and I kept busy fulfilling my many doctrines that I have, and I replaced it with coffee, lots of coffee. You remember giving me coffee, don't you?
No, I never brought you coffee, Kent. That's another lie that you tell. Okay?
Oh, Kenny.
Okay, 815, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, 815, you're on the air.
Yes, this is Marcus from Discord calling.
Yeah, well, how you doing, Marcus?
I wanted to talk about an addiction I have.
Okay. What is that?
Pornography. It's
okay.
Really tough. It's really stressful, and it's really tough. I know there's one thing that could, you know, help me wean off of it. It's the tape of you and Tony Gaga.
Thank you very much. Okay, 760, you're on the air.
No.
Yep. Goodbye, Mr. Gill. Okay. Hey, Kent, if you want to talk sensibly and not lie on my program, I will bring you back on. But if you want to break a truce, okay, and keep talking lies, you can stay off my program. Now, the choice is yours. I'm going to give the opportunity to bring you back on. Okay, but if you falter, I will cut you faster than saying I do. All right? Now, do you want to be faster, Kent?
Kenny, did you just threaten to cut me?
I didn't threaten you at all. I simply said that I will cut you off immediately, like as fast as I can say I do.
I thought you said you would cut me.
No. I don't threaten people anymore. I don't do anything like that.
Okay,
I have no reason to do that. Okay?
That's
and I have no reason to lie about people either. Okay?
Kenny, just don't do it again.
Don't
because
do what?
You know what I am capable of when someone threatens me.
I did not threaten you, okay? Okay? So, you need to move on off of the subject.
Well, Kenny, begin. And I will move on, okay, Kenny?
Okay.
Now, Kenny, let's talk about addictions.
Yes, let's talk about addictions.
Kenny, I just said that.
No, I simply said let's talk about addictions. Let's talk about them. We used to talk about them before on our shows.
That's right, Kenny. When you came to be my apprentice and we talked about these things,
I never became your apprentice, and there you go again with lying. So
the dog shit out of you, Kenny.
Goodbye. Okay? Okay, I got no time for nonsense, egotistical, maniacal individuals, okay? The things that they walk on water. Because there's only one person in this world that walks on water, okay, that ever walked on water, and that was Jesus Christ. And that, my friend, you're not, okay? All right. With that being said, okay, I'm going to bring on another caller, okay? Okay, let's see. I hope this is a good caller. Hello, 111, you're on the air. Yeah, you go. Yeah, very good. Okay, we got the idiots tonight. Okay. Is it a full moon? Is it lunatic fringe night? Is it something like that? I don't know. I didn't get a chance to go outside and look at the moon because it's been too cold. Okay. Let's go with area code 325 and see what they have to say. Hello, 325, you're on the air.
It's for the show. Your show fucked up. Even Tony Gaga, when the show fucked up, will cancel the show.
Whatever the heck that was about. Okay. 815 again. Let's see. We got another 815. 815, you're on the air.
What's that cunt Wanda tonight?
Say what?
Where's that cunt Wanda tonight?
Okay, goodbye. Okay, 815 is off the air. Okay, cut him quick like that. Okay, see, I haven't cut you, okay, fast, you can't, because I thought we would speak civilly. Okay, you know what that word is, civilly. Okay, all right. Do you want to speak civilly, Pastor Kent, and not bring up lies? Because I only have a few more minutes before our show will end, and I would really like to speak civilly to you. Okay? Versus this lunatic fringe that you're on. Now, can you speak civilly? Well, before I decide to bring you back on, Pastor Kent, maybe never mind. Let me see if I can bring you back on. Pastor Kent, are you still there?
Yes, Kenny. You forgot to unmute me, yet you asked me four questions.
Well, no, I was going to unmute you, but, okay, another caller came in, but then when I went to go get him first, he decided to drop, so I just brought you back on. So, because you're an old caller, he would have been a new caller. I wanted to see what he had to say, but he dropped. Okay, what do you got to speak on concerning addiction?
Well, Kenny, you know, when I was an enforcer for a certain motorcycle club, I learned a lot about addictions. And you know, this is true. They called me Tex. You can look me up. You know that. You remember that, don't you, Kenny?
I only go by what you say. You say you have been. So you've been. There's, what does that have to do with all drugs, morality, okay, overeating, gambling?
Well, Kenny, after all that, I got close to Abba Elohim, and I never, ever thought I would meet or see things worse than in that motorcycle club. But through being a pastor, I did see and hear lots and lots of things. For example, I once had an apprentice that was a pathological liar and lied.
Goodbye. You know, if you want to talk about pathological liars, look in the mirror, Kent. You will see the biggest one of them all. Okay? And that is you, my friend. And I don't even know why I call you a friend or a brother, because you're really not. You are a maniacal, egotistical liar, okay? Everything that comes out of your mouth is nothing but a lie. You wouldn't know the truth if it slapped you against the face, okay? So let me bring on 910. 910, you're on the air.
I hate niggers and I hate niggers.
Whatever. Okay. Anyway. Okay, well, anyway, guys, we're getting ready to say good night. God bless. Okay. May you all have a blessed evening. Until tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, when we have God's Rainbow Christian and Messianic Tabernacle Church. Okay? Okay? I have Tony up here that's going to give us a closing prayer.
You know, at least once every week, I want to remind you that when the Lord was asked, how do we pray? He said, what? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Tony, with that great reminder on how to pray that Jesus gave at the Sermon on the Mount. Amen. Well, God bless everybody. Have a blessed night. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.